Money. It may be the root of all evil, but it is surprisingly fragile. At least the paper variety. The average $5 bill lasts only 16 months. That's why some countries have begun using bills made of plastic, though not without some soul searching. Day-to-Day's Eric Weiner has more.
So how do the world's treasury officials make that fateful decision, paper or plastic? Well, bills made of plastic have several advantages over paper. They're less likely to transmit germs, and they can endure a lot of abuse. You can twist them, bend them, even put them through a wash spin cycle without doing serious damage. They last four times longer than paper bills, and they're more difficult to counterfeit. Plastic bills may be more cost-effective, but there is more to money than money. People have to like the feel of the notes in their palms, and here paper gets the edge. Thailand, for instance, dabbled in plastic, but recently reverted to paper after Thais complained they didn't like the way the new plastic notes handled. Plastic money feels slicker and a bit springier than paper. And while plastic bills are more difficult to forge, counterfeiters are remarkably innovative. They've already produced a few respectable copies of Australia's plastic currency. And going plastic bucks centuries of tradition. Countries take their money seriously. They want their currencies to convey stability and power. Plastic implies cheapness and artifice. That explains why countries using plastic money prefer to call it by its more technical name, polymer. So far, 23 countries have made the switch from paper to polymer or plastic, but that list does not include any of the world's major economic powers, the U.S., the European Union, and Japan. The U.S. Treasury Department has reportedly looked into plastic, but is sticking with paper for now. The fact is that currency markets could care less what kind of material your money is printed on. In other words, even the sturdiest state-of-the-art polymer can't resuscitate a weak dollar. For Day to Day, I'm Eric Weiner.